Good morning, everyone. What a beautiful day it is outside, nice and sunny. And like Charlie said, me and Avery got in about 4:30 this morning from Lake Somerville. We were making sausage yesterday and time got away from us. And by the time we got the grinder and everything cleaned up, it was 4:30 when we got in. My phone rang about 8:45 and Charlie's like, "Can you preach the lesson?" I was like, "I ain't that good." But so, I did this one at the end of 2019. It was a New Year's resolution sermon. I was like, that would be good today. So I went through it and edited a little bit this morning, and here it goes. But the title for my lesson is, "What is your New Year's resolution?" And a New Year's resolution is defined as when a person resolves to change an undesired trait or behavior. It's to accomplish a personal goal or otherwise improve their life. Many of us have New Year's resolutions like losing weight. And you may accomplish this by eating healthier. You may start this new diet or maybe a new workout program. But 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. "What ye know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and is not of your own." Some people may have one for doing better at their job, and they may try doing better. They may want to move up in their company, or they may accomplish this by putting in extra hours at work, or but putting more pride into their job so that they will get a bigger reward in the end. And we know that God does not honor laziness, for we see in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3:10. Paul tells us in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3:10. "For even when ye were with you, this we command you, that if ye would not work, neither should he eat." Another resolution some of you may have is treating others better. Being more kind to your friends, being more kind to your coworkers, your family, and your neighbors. And we may accomplish this by being more positive, being more cheerful, being more Christian-like. Charlie kind of went over this morning in Bible class. Remember, the second greatest commandment is Matthew chapter 22, verse 39. Matthew chapter 22, verse 39. "And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." There are many New Year's resolutions that are really good to start off the new year of 2021 that will help improve yourself and your life. But the number one greatest New Year's resolution that any of us could possibly do is improving our relationship with God. The first part of growing our relationship with God starts with being here at worship. And this starts on the first day of the week. We see in Acts chapter 20, verse 7. Acts chapter 20, verse 7. "And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached to them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight." And we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 2. "Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come." So we can tell from these very two scriptures that the disciples came together to do the Lord's Supper and to give on the first day of the week. And those of you that are here this morning, you're doing that. To help us grow more in our relationship with God is to not forsake His assembly. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 through 25. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 through 25. "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as you see the day approaching." So why do we come to Bible study on Wednesdays? The answer is, we need each other. We need that fellowship. I don't know about you, but Wednesday has helped me grow spiritually on my Christian walk. And not only do I come to study the Word more, but just being here with the rest of you, it helps me get through the rest of my week until we meet again on Sunday. I have never regretted one Wednesday of coming to Bible study, even when it was singing night. we have our personal relationship with God, but living that means we need to encounter one another so that we can share that grace and the good news with one another. When those doors are open, we need to be here so that we can continue to grow spiritually and to help our families grow as well. Another way to grow a relationship with God is by studying our Bibles, and not just us studying it by ourselves, but studying with our family, studying it with our children, so they can grow spiritually as well. If you look at Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6, Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And then if you look at Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 7, Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 7, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Meaning we need to teach the scriptures to our children all the time, so that when they grow up, they will leave the home and will still have that faith because they were grounded in it. And they will continue to grow, and they will teach their children as well. Wouldn't it be great to one day rejoice with your children and your grandchildren in heaven because of the way that you raised them up? And at the day of judgment, for our grandchildren to be told, like Apostle Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 1:5. 2 Timothy 1:5. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Louise and my mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. How great would it be to hear that from our Lord and Savior, and to also know that our children and grandchildren will be with you eternally in heaven because the way that you raised them up. Another way to help us grow our relationship with God is to always pray. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing. Meaning we need to pray all the time. Always make time to pray. You can never pray too much. And our prayers does not always have to be asking God for something you want or something you need, but simply just thanking God for everything you have, everything God has blessed you with, everything He has already done for you. We need to make more time for prayer in our life. Just think of the time we spend waiting in lines. And I've used this, for instance, where all that time I spend waiting at Starbucks, you see the lines going down the road with this COVID stuff, and I sit there and wait for my coffee every morning to get my 3 shots of espresso. These are wonderful times to pray. Like also when you're sitting in traffic, and I used to work in Houston all the time, and the traffic was terrible, but those are awesome times to pray. I know Charlie prays when he goes to the ranch. It's a good time to pray. I have mentioned 3 ways that we can improve our relationship with God to kick off the new year of 2021. First, being here at worship when those doors are open. And second, studying the Word and studying it with our families. Third is improving our prayer life. But finally, I want to share one more great New Year's resolution for 2021, and one that I myself have struggled with, and that is to spread the good news. Every one of us in here has friends. We all have families. We all have coworkers. We all have neighbors, especially, that are lost spiritually. And it's our duty to take them the good news. It's not somebody else's. It's not Jim's job, the preacher's job, but it's our job. And you could be the only possible person to get to a certain person. We all know somebody that we have loved dearly that has passed from this life and that wasn't saved in... if we could have just had that one Bible study with them. Because if we don't have that study with people, we're going to continue to make excuses saying, oh, I'll do it after vacation, or I'll do it after we go on that fishing trip, or I'll do it after this. But the truth is we need to do it now. There are several ways to spread the good news. One way is to preach His Word. Mark chapter 16 and verse 15. Mark chapter 16 and verse 15. And He said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. In Matthew 28, verse 19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost. It is our job to take the good news to all the lost. I've used this illustration before, but you had this guy named Jesse and this woman named Holly. And Jesse was working out of town a lot in Houston. And well, one day when he gets home, Holly comes up to him and says, I just want you to know I met this guy the other day at the gym, and we've been talking for a while, and things are kind of trying to get serious. You see, he's better looking than you. He's got more hair than you. He's in better shape than you. And anyways, we're planning this trip to go to Paris to get away, and I was wondering if I could have some money for the trip. You think Holly's going to give, or you think Jesse's going to give Holly the money to go? Look how faithful his spouse is. Now my question for you is, do you act that same way to God? Because when you are not living a faithful Christian lifestyle, but you're always here at church, you're always praying and you're asking God for things, but yet you're living an unfaithful Christian life. One thing as a Christian that we are commanded to do is preach his gospel to all creatures to be a faithful Christian. And how great is it to see people step up, like Charlie said, to preach God's word. I love seeing the spiritual growth that I've seen in this congregation. There's a lot of men that have stepped up to serve on the table, doing the prayers, leading the songs, doing the announcements, and preaching the word. That is another great New Year's resolution for someone to grow in the church. If maybe you have never led a prayer in front of the congregation, or maybe you have never led the Lord's Supper or done the Lord's Supper, maybe you're a good song leader, but you have never led the congregation. Maybe you're a good public speaker and would want to do announcements, or even better, to preach the word. All of these are great New Year's resolutions that will also help your spiritual growth. And never stop growing in the church. I personally think that everyone in the Lord's church ultimate goal should be to one day be an elder. And we have some amazing elders here in Natalia. Another great way to spread the good news is doing a Bible study with someone. And me and Jim have some really good Bible studies that are easy to follow that we would be more than happy to give anyone. We have the ones from Justin Hopkins, but there's many other ones out there, like from Brother John Moore, Searching for Truth. But we need to get these out and teach others so that we can save others as well. This brings me to my conclusion. As we go into the new year of 2020 or 2021, there are many great New Year's resolutions that we can do that can not only help improve our relationship with God, but one extra one, and I highly encourage everyone, is just taking the gospel to one person. I know y'all have heard Jim say it, but if we all took the gospel to just one person, that number on the board would double every year. We would be having to add on to this building. That concludes my lesson. I'm sorry that it was kind of short. I didn't have a lot of prep. I kind of went over one of my old lessons, but thank you. If anybody needs prayers or would like to come forward, the time is now as we sing the song has been selected.
There's a fountain freezes for you and me. Let us haste, oh haste, to its brink. 'Tis the fountain of love from the source above, and he bids us all freely drink. Will you come to the fountain? That may not its pure water.
thank y'all for all coming here. Please keep Jim and Darla and Ben and Teresa and all the families in your prayer and everyone that's been affected by this virus. And please get them pray that they can come back. I talked to Jim this morning, and he said he's feeling good. He's just positive, sitting at home, taking it easy. He said he just gets tired very easily, but no symptoms. And just pray for that the symptoms stay that way. Tonight, I called Raul Ferris after I talked to Charlie this morning and asked if he would want to preach this evening, and he is more than excited. So he'll be here this evening, so y'all get a treat this evening. So thank y'all, and y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Jesse, for that lesson. I tell you all, when you talk about growth, Jesse's presentation is so much better, getting better all the time. And as you all know, he's going to be going to Bear Valley Preaching School starting in August. So we're proud of you, Jesse, for the job you're doing. And also all of the ladies that step up and have taught classes, and all of the people that clean the building that step up and clean the building. We're just, like I say, we're so blessed to have this congregation. Those of you that haven't ever listened to Raul Ferris, tonight would be a good time. He is really a dynamic speaker. He resides in Kerrville, and he'll be here this evening to speak for us. After the last song, we'll all lead the closing prayer from the back.
Thank you, Charlie. Number 878. Sing the first verse only. There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar, for the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by,
thank you so much for those spiritual blessings. We thank you for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that came and died, that through that sacrifice we have the forgiveness and we have all the spiritual blessings that come only through Christ. We thank you so much for him and his sacrifice. We thank you, Father, for our families and our friends. We thank you for this congregation. We thank you for all of the people and all of the Christians that worship your Father, and we'd ask that we'd always be in accordance with thy will, with what we do and what we say here, and that our worship might be acceptable. Father, we'd ask you to be with all those families that are missing this morning, those that are staying away because of the virus, and those that have actually contacted the virus and that are sick. And we'd ask you continue to help those that have contacted this virus, help them get over it. Father, be with us as a nation, be with our nation, that our nation might heal, that we might be a more Christian nation, Father. Father, be with us as we go about the community. Help us with our love toward you and one another. Help us all with our example to those about us. Father, be with those people that have recently asked for prayers. Hannah Wood comes to mind, also those that have asked for prayers. We'd ask you to be with them and comfort them. Father, go with us now and bring us back at the next appointed hour. We ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.